Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we have the privilege, the opportunity to sit before you with your word in hand, reading from the book of Esther and learning about you and your ways. Lord, we're learning about Jesus and how you designed this whole thing so that he might come to save us from our sins. I pray today, Lord, that you will guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit, just the way that you promised that you would. And we'll ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Esther's Petition, Part 2. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 5, and verse 8. There is nothing quite like a pause or a delay. Waiting is not usually one of our better traits, and as we watch this dialogue between King Ahasuerus and Queen Esther, we might wonder why Esther doesn't come out and ask to save her people. Patience is a virtue. And when we look into chapter 5 and verse 8 of the book of Esther, we will find ourselves and King Ahasuerus delayed once again. We read, "If I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition, and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said." Let's notice the way this verse begins. If I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request. Esther employs the word if two times as she positions herself in a place of obeisance to the king. Rather than exploit her position, she humbles herself to his direction. If I have found favor, and if it please the king. When we are dealing with those who have authority over us, we should take a few lessons from Esther as to how to approach them. The verse goes on to say, "Let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them." This is yet another invitation to a banquet. And though the first one was not enough, Esther is willing to prepare another feast for the king and Haman. Sometimes the wheels of progress turn slowly. But they do indeed turn. Esther is wise enough to slowly pace herself in a good spot, or place herself in a good spot for asking what she really wants. After one feast, we might think the preparations for the request were enough. However, Esther thought two would be even better. Finally, we read, "And I will do tomorrow as the king has said." This is where the further delay takes place. I will do tomorrow. The anticipation of the king had to be growing as he wondered what Esther was going to request. King Ahasuerus was perceptive enough to know that Esther had not provided her real request as yet, and he was quite willing to go along with her banquets. This further delay only heightened the anticipation of the king and Haman, as we can be sure they were thinking all kinds of scenarios in their mind. Nonetheless, on the following day, Esther promised to give her request to the king. How are we with delay tactics? How do we feel when we are delayed? Do we grow more anxious, or do we call upon God? Do we employ delays in our actions with others, and rather than immediately comply with a desire, do we have them wait for our response? Sometimes the Lord Jesus delays his answer to us and makes us grow closer to him. When we relay our desire to know the Lord from God, like Ahasuerus' request from Esther, perhaps the delay will have the same effect in us as it did in the king. He grew more and more passionate toward Esther, and we will grow more and more passionate toward God. Next time, we will learn how Haman reacted to Esther's request. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word In Jesus' name.